now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
Bounce on the left, LeClaire on the right, looking really good on that first turn. Again, I talked about the details and how important it was to nail those turns. That 100 turn right there was important for him to get in there. And then the 150 turn, you know what he's done in the past. Time and time again, he goes deep enough, gets underneath that wave. He did not go too far, so I know he was probably starving for oxygen. I thought that was great strategy because he was able to nail that stroke at the end. And there he comes at the end. We had Wonder Woman a minute ago. Now we've got Superman coming into the wall.
Welcome back to Hour 2 of the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Senator Roberto with the cut out on the West Coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the Attack at Sports Byline USA, at Bob Black 71, and of course at Joe Spano 56, if Twitter is more your thing. And Joe, we have a lot to talk about here, but first of all, let's set up the platforms, various different ways you can get not only this show, but the network as well.
Exactly right, Bob. So many ways to take Sports Byline on the go with you, including our award-winning website, sportsbyline.com. Listen Live link allows you to listen to all the doings as they happen. And on our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews separated by genre. All that and a whole lot more at sportsbyline.com. There's iHeartRadio. Again, one of those great apps. You can download it to any device you can think of, Android-based, Apple-based, Windows-based. It doesn't matter. Or simply go to iHeart.com. Lots of on-demand content from Sports Byline, as well as a Sports Byline broadcast network live channel on iHeartRadio. Very much the same thing for TuneIn Radio. Again, that coveted app versatility, so you can download the app to any of the aforementioned devices. You can go to TuneIn.com. Also, wealth of on-demand content and a Sports Byline broadcast network live channel on TuneIn Radio. There's Stitcher.com, the new face of radio, and perhaps most important of all, the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out all the programming on Sports Byline, including the Spano and Black Attack.
Indeed they do. We're proud to give you the product.
Let's set the stage for Hour 2 and then start knocking things down for a big Hour 2 here on The Attack right after this.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Marty and the 2 for $4 croissant.
Yeah, I go to Burger King. They got that croissant deal, 2 for $4. It's wicked good with the sausage, dude. And 2 for $4, that is a huge bargain. Huge.
Well said, Marty. Tasty, savory, sausage on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price of participation vary.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
And now today's gardening tip. Over 50% of the country is experiencing drought conditions. Wilt from drought and summer stress can severely damage lawns and ornamental plants and dramatically reduce yields for commercial farms and home vegetable gardens. Not to mention the average cost of water has increased 48% since 2010. Lawn care professionals, golf course superintendents, and sports field managers have found an effective product to maintain great-looking plants with less water that is now also available to homeowners. And now a word from Hydrotain. clean.
Is your lawn fried from heat and drought stress? Flowers wilted? Tired of constantly watering? Not to mention high water bills? Then do what the pros do to reduce watering by up to 50% or more. Use Hydrotain and you'll water less while maintaining beautiful lawns, landscapes, and gardens. Hydrotain is an environmentally responsible solution that has been used for years by top golf courses and landscape professionals. Now available to you. Ask your lawn service or local garden center for Hydrotain. To learn more or to order directly, visit our website at youwaterless.com.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Marty and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich.
Yeah, I go to Burger King. They got that croissant sandwich deal, 2 for $4. It's wicked good with the sausage, dude. And 2 for $4, that is a huge bargain. Huge.
Well said, Marty. Tasty, savory, sausage on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price of participation vary.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack. Sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
I'm great. I feel great.
You told me on the phone, Ryan, you said, we are victims here. We are victims, and we're happy that we're safe. In the police press conference, they said, not victims, they're vandals. How do you feel about that?
It's how you wanna make it look like. Whether you call it a robbery, whether you call it extortion, or us paying just for the damages, like, we don't know. All we know is that there was a gun pointed in our direction, and we were demanded to give money.
That was Ryan Lochte in his interview with Matt Lauer, and that's courtesy of NBC. And that brings us back to the Spano and Black Attack here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano along with Bob Black. Join the fray, 800-878-PLAY. You can weigh in on anything Olympics, as that's been the focus thus far. Again, that number, 1-800-878-7529 on Twitter. 140 characters or less, at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, or at Sports Byline USA. Bob, we've gone at the back of hour one, we've talked a little bit about the incident in Rio involving Ryan Lochte and three other American swimmers. And I think that little 33 seconds right there really says it all. Here's what he needs to say. It's real simple, Bob. We were inebriated. We needed to find a place to go to the bathroom. We were drunk and frustrated when the bathroom was in disrepair. We urinated against a wall, and I acted like a teenager by doing some minor damage around the gas station. I pulled down a banner or whatever else he did. And then when we were approached by security, I was slightly belligerent, but ultimately paid some money to make good on the damages and was sent on my way. You know, again, you even hear him asking, responding after Matt Lauer asks him and says, listen, you know, you painted yourself as a victim, and the realities are you're not necessarily a victim, but probably a vandal. And you never get the, well, we were wrong, we precipitated a lot of this, or I precipitated a lot of this. You get the conditional apology, which makes this ring very hollow. And that's my big issue with Lochte, even more so than being drunk and urinating on a wall and pulling down a banner. It's the apology and lack of responsibility. That conditional responsibility always bugs me.
Yeah, I can't disagree with anything you said. And as soon as you throw the word victim in there, when you obviously were the party in the wrong, you lose me. Because at that point in time, you're not taking any responsibility for anything. You're really not. And you know, he couched a lot of the phrases. And it was, you know, he had, as you said, because Matt Lauer is not renowned as any level of journalist, you know, he was given every opportunity with the softball to be able to right the ship.
But Matt followed up where he needed to follow. He said, you know, you've been painted as a victim. And I'm not telling you that he's a sledgehammer hard journalist, but
no, but let me finish.
He didn't do a
thought.
Terrible job in this situation.
Well, just let me finish my thought on this, because what I'm saying is that you ask the question, you don't provide the answer as well. And what he gave him the opportunity, not just in there, because I saw the rest of the interview, was to he opened the door for him to be contrite, to own it.
Yeah.
And it's not about Matt Lauer. And he refused to step through the door and own the situation. And again, you and I are on the same page here. That's where I have the biggest issue. In contrast to what Carmelo did as the spokesperson for USA Basketball, where something that could have become a scandal didn't, because he stepped out in front, cut the BS, and owned the situation. And it became a non-story. It literally, within these Olympics, the contrast of what to do and what not to do were never more readily apparent. Now, the one aspect I will give Ryan Lochte in this situation, which I do understand why they reacted the way they did in one aspect, is if you and I go to, I don't know, let's say a hotel near in New Jersey near Brian Baldinger's house, and we pee against the wall and a security guard comes up to us, they're not going to point a gun at us.
Mm-hmm.
They had a gun pointed at them.
Mm-hmm.
And I can understand being scared. You don't know if it's a shakedown, a robbery, whatever. I get that. That aspect of it, I'll give to them. The rest of it, doesn't play with me.
Well said. I couldn't agree more, Bob, as it relates to, in particular, the part where, you know, and even on some level, the shakedown aspect. Well, you know what you did, and you know the guy's a security guard for the gas station. So you're not completely oblivious to, is this a shakedown? No, they're pissed off because you damaged some property. So that said, there's a lack of contrition. There's a lack of unconditional responsibility. And to kind of sum this up, in reading a bunch of things, is particularly this USA Today article where USA Today Sports does a further investigation, I think I'd like to kind of put two and two together based on, well, being drunk several times and, you know, having some common sense. Here's basically what happened.
Never happened.
And maybe, you know, if you want to weigh in here, otherwise, I think maybe we can even turn the page on this.
Well, there's something else I want to chime in on with this, and that's a double standard, but go ahead with your thought.
Well, basically, what really happened, guys got drunk, and like I said, they're in that cab, and all of a sudden, their back teeth are floating. And, you know, every place in America, 2, 3, 4 in the morning when you need to find a bathroom and you're unwilling to water a tree, well, you go to a gas station because it's always open, and they usually have some sort of bathroom ranging from this isn't terrible to, oh, my God, this is disgusting. Well, when I got to the one in Rio, it was not working. And they went on the wall, which in and of itself would have not caused an international incident. Lochte getting silly, he, you know, and young drunks do this, you know. They pee, they see some loosely hanging poster about it, they just rip it down and, you know, and then he went back to the vehicle. It doesn't appear they actually did any damage to the bathroom. And then the security guards came over, and they were a little heavy-handed. You know, obviously there's a language barrier. A translator did come over to kind of be an intermediary to keep this from escalating once the gun was drawn. And everybody was made clear to understand money was due them, the money was given, and everybody moved on their way. I really think, in essence, that's what happened. And I think Ryan Lochte is basically responsible for the incident happening in many ways because of his immature behavior. The security guards who are off-duty prison guards were a little heavy-handed. They're responsible for some escalation. But ultimately, this turning into an international incident was caused by Ryan Lochte and fabricating this story and telling his parents and the media and turning this into a firestorm that, as you said, had you owned it like Carmelo Anthony owned it, it would have been a non-story, and it would have been a very small, if non-existent, smudge on the Rio games.
Yeah. I mean, there's really not much I can add to it. It just didn't need to be. This smacking of insincerity with Ryan Lochte, to me, though, also shows what he's about. It's not just him. I mean, it's a lot of athletes in a lot of different sports, but the fact that it came across as so hollow, so insincere, and what I like to call a PR apology, it doesn't speak well for the young man. And I mean, he's a 32-year-old man. This is not a kid we're talking about. He should have done better. USA Swimming deserved better. And quite frankly, the Rio Olympics deserve better.
Hey, Bob, on the other side, you ready to turn a page on Ryan Lochte?
I have something I need to talk about on this, but I'll make it brief.
All righty. Very good. We'll do that on the other side. We'll roll into takeaways week two of the NFL preseason and eventually get to UFC 202, all next here on The Attack. I'm Spano. He's Black. Keep it where it's at.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
You're taking a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the slowest guys in sports.
We're not ordinary people. We're morons.
Wait a second. That was a shot, wasn't it?
Like I said, the slowest guys in sports on Sports Byline and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Coverage of Gunnar and Jack being taken off that plane at the airport. and you knew, and you've just said to me, they didn't damage anything in that gas station.
And
you're sitting at home in the United States, safe and sound. How did it make you feel?
Hurt. I mean, I let my team down. And, you know, I wanted to be there. Like, I don't want them to think that I left and left them dry. Because, I mean, they were my teammates. I wanted to definitely be there. And I wanted to help out any way I could. And so I just wanted to make sure that they were home safe before I came out and talked.
That's more of Ryan Lochte from his interview with Matt Lauer, and that's courtesy of NBC. And that brings us back to the Spano and Black Attack here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Again, I'm Joe Spano along with Bob Black, 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to join the fray, that number to weigh in again, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free way. Talk about anything relating to the Olympics, including your favorite moments, your thoughts on this Ryan Lochte lock mess, or anything else relating to the Olympics, or on Twitter in 140 characters or less at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, or at Sports Byline USA. But Bob wanted to kind of put his postscript on all of this and weigh in with some final thoughts, or take this in one more final direction before we move on to other things within the world of sports, Bob. So why don't you feel free to run with it a little bit?
Yeah, well, you know, it's funny, Joe, because you mentioned Twitter last, and it's something that you and I, we enjoy. We like social media. You know, I'm on Facebook. We both do Twitter. We do a lot of different things involving social media. But social media is also a place for hatred to hide behind. And because it's anonymous in many ways, and a lot of people that put posts up will not put a picture up, or they'll use some assumed name or whatever. And this goes back to week one, which is why it got lost a little bit. But, you know, Gabby Douglas making the mistake of not putting her hand over her heart during the gold medal ceremony. And, you know, here's a 20-year-old girl, didn't put her heart over the anthem during the anthem, and was told online through Twitterverse to grow up, harassed online, be a better teammate, was called racial things. And you know me, I don't see racism behind every corner, but we certainly acknowledge that it exists. Then it started breaking down into the way she supported her teammates and whether or not, you know, she was a good teammate because she had a tendency to go off by herself. And you and I both know, as athletes prepare for competition, everybody does it differently. Some are loud and boisterous. Some curl up into a ball. Some people, you know, it varies on the way athletes handle it. But it really ended up being a real teardown of her, who was and a person who was one of the great Olympic gymnasts ever for the United States, on a simple mistake that she made. It wasn't something she did maliciously. She just forgot to put her hand over her heart. Ryan Lochte, in the same social media, yeah, he's taken a lot of lumps from a lot of different areas, and rightfully so. But here's a 32-year-old man, as opposed to a 20-year-old girl, who vandalized a gas station and lied about a robbery, as opposed to not putting a hand over her heart. And a lot of the response, including some of the people with the Olympic Committee, was, don't worry about it. Boys will be boys. That's a real contrast to me and a double standard. Now, again, he's taken a lot of heat from a lot of different quarters. I'm not going to say it's the majority of response, but when I went out into Twitterverse and I started looking, there were a lot of people that excused the behavior, the same people who were bashing the hell out of Gabby Douglas for making a mistake by not putting her hand over her heart. I thought it was a crock.
Well, you're giving an awful lot of credit to the plebeians and humanoids that populate the Twitter universe.
But they're
you
out
know,
there.
Here's the realities. Just because you can push a bunch of buttons and have it generate 140 characters and people hide behind their keyboard and, hey, I'm not willing to, how shall I say it? Say there's this major double standard out there because of a bunch of jerks on Twitter and in social media. You know, and I'm not saying everybody that uses social media is a jerk or an idiot, but it's where the gutless often hide. And I guess it would be more fair if this same double standard took place within the media. Then I just, a lot of times, I don't respect those that hide behind their keyboard and throw out such vitriol via social media, and I don't give credit to very much of what they say or do. Where you're right about the double standard aspect, and where I'll really agree with you, is the boys will be boys, and the sexism and the differentiating between the male and female. If anything, more should be expected out of Ryan Lochte, as he's 32 and Gabby Douglas is only 20.
Well, that was part of my point. You know,
so I think that's the bigger thing. The whole boys will be boys thing, that's rather asinine. So in reality, anybody with a brain or a pulse should expect a little more from Ryan Lochte as opposed to how little he delivered to us.
Yeah, but my point being, Joe, and we reference it all the time because we refer to Twitter. We throw it out there as a device in which you can contact us and be a part of the show. Well, the people who take it upon themselves to anonymously bash people on one hand and justify on the other hand, that's the double standard that I'm talking about. I'm not calling them journalists. I'm not calling them brilliant. I'm also not saying that everybody uses Twitter to put their comments in are morons either. But I'm just saying there was a distinct double standard involving these two athletes, one who's a grown man and one who's still a girl, one who made a simple mistake, and the other one who intentionally covered up a crime. Not a major crime, but a crime. And it was a distinct double standard out there in Twitterverse. And I just wanted to point it out.
Okay. All right. It is fair to point out that there was the double standard. And sometimes I think on some level, part of it is how the Lochte story unfolded. It first unfolded with him playing role of victim.
Right, being victim.
He then became pariah. And the Twitterverse, as they often do, they rush to judgment initially, and then they rush to re-judgment. He went from victim to pariah pretty quickly. So, you know, I don't know how much of a double standard out there. I think the realities are, and I think this is where we can agree. I expect a lot more out of a 32-year-old than I do out of a 20-year-old. They're both adults. The 20-year-old's a lot younger adult. And male or female, I don't think justifies behavior on either side. I think the big picture, the 32-year-old that's been down this road a lot more than the 20-year-old, I expect a lot more from them than I do from the 20-year-old. By the way, the 32-year-old actually did something wrong. The 20-year-old really didn't.
That's right.
And that's the reality. So I get where you're going. I just think in many ways, I don't get bent out of shape. Social media is a tool. It's a tool for our fans. I use it as a tool for our fans to communicate with us. I use it as a way to garner information from journalists and whatnot that I expect. You know, there's a lot of humanoids out there whose opinion I don't have much respect for, because they use it as a vehicle of hate, and they use it as a vehicle of hate for everything.
Well, and that was my point. So, yeah. All right. That, like I said, just wanted to vent that.
Okay. All right. I mean, and that, now what do you say we switch gears and we get to some of takeaways from week two of the exhibition season, and I'll let you get started because run with it. What are your thoughts? What did you see this weekend that caught your attention in week two of the exhibition season and made you take notice?
Well, it looks like that Trevor Siemian could end up being the starting quarterback in Denver. That stuck out right away because it is.
Trevor Siemian is going to start the season as their quarterback. I'm of the mindset that Mark Sanchez did himself no good in week two. Siemian's going to start week three of the exhibition season again. Sanchez will get an opportunity, but I think you're right. The realities are Trevor Siemian starts the season as the Broncos quarterback. If he does a classic Trent Dilfer good job of being a game manager and lets that defense win games for the Broncos, he'll be under center for the entire season. If not, by around week 7 or 8, Paxton Lynch will be under center. Mark Sanchez will likely never start a game for the Denver Broncos.
Yeah, I think that's a fair statement, and that's the direction I was going. I mean, Trevor Siemian has been playing equal in practice. He actually took the lead in game performance, and you saw what every team fears in Mark Sanchez, and that's his propensity for not protecting the football and fumbling a couple of times, and that's what Mark Sanchez does. And if you're the Denver Bronco organization and their coaching staff, that is enough to push the panic button and go in the direction of Trevor Siemian. I don't think it's ever going to be Trevor Siemian superstar, but I think you have a better chance to win football games with him under quarterback, under center, as opposed to Mark Sanchez. So, you know, that was one takeaway. We saw a Jadeveon Clowney potential flash play, a highlight reel thing, and he was actually on the field. Oh, my goodness. Excitement down in Houston.
Yeah, I mean, he wasn't as bad as we've often made him out to be last year, but he's certainly not the impact player on the level of a number one pick. People seem to think it's coming. We'll see. We'll talk about that more next here on The Attack. I'm Spano. He's Black. Weigh in at 800-878-PLAY or on Twitter at JoeSpano56, at BobBlack71, at SportsByline USA. More of The Attack right after this.
And now today's gardening tip. Over 50% of the country is experiencing drought conditions. Wilt from drought and summer stress can severely damage lawns and ornamental plants and dramatically reduce yields for commercial farms and home vegetable gardens. Not to mention the average cost of water has increased 48% since 2010. Lawn care professionals, golf course superintendents, and sports field managers have found an effective product to maintain great-looking plants with less water that is now also available to homeowners. And now a word from Hydrotain.
Is your lawn fried from heat and drought stress, flowers wilted, tired of constantly watering, not to mention high water bills? Then do what the pros do to reduce watering by up to 50% or more. Use Hydrotain and you'll water less while maintaining beautiful lawns, landscapes, and gardens. Hydrotain is an environmentally responsible solution that has been used for years by top golf courses and landscape professionals. Now available to you. Ask your lawn service or local garden center for Hydrotain. To learn more or to order directly, visit our website at youwaterless.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest selection of music gear on earth at Guitar Center. We often hear those stories about the boy or the girl behind the track, but not so often is there such a mystery behind a person featured on a record cover. Find out how one 19-year-old woman accidentally cycled into photographer Joel Bernstein's iconic shot of Bruce Springsteen on New Jersey's Asbury Park boardwalk in 79, only to be tracked down over 30 years later by fans. With me, Carrie Cooper, over at Focus on Rock.
It's here, the biggest guitar sale of the year, Guitar Center's Guitarathon. Save up to 20% on over 120,000 brand name guitars, basses, and amps. Get huge deals on the hottest brands like Fender, Gibson, Taylor, Martin, and more. Over 65,000 guitars under $500. Save up to 15% off select pedals from brands like Dunlop, Boss, Digitech, and Line 6. Plus, get promotional financing on participating vendors when you use your Guitar Center gear card. Don't miss Guitarathon, Thursday through Sunday, only at Guitar Center. Subject to credit approval, minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
What the hell's going on out here?
You know, a number of coaches asking that question after this last weekend, but we're back with The Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto, and Mr. Joe Spano. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of The Attack.
Well said, Bob. You know, we talked Denver and their situation, and I'm very confident that Trevor Siemian starts the season at QB, and if he does what Kubiak wants, which is ball security, and he allows this defense to win games for the Broncos, he'll be there the entire year.
I think so, too.
If not, it sure looks like Paxton Lynch is going to jump in. It doesn't look like Sanchez has any chance of seeing the field during the regular season. If they could, honestly, if Mark Sanchez hadn't regressed from where he was after his first 2 years in the league, he might have a chance to start somewhere. If he could give the Denver Broncos what he gave the Jets in his first two seasons,
yep,
which was the occasional big play, but mostly don't make any mistakes and let our defense win, well, it got the Jets to the AFC Championship game in back-to-back years. He's regressed from that point and really is now a turnover machine who doesn't make a lot of big plays. It's a very, very bad combination. And I know for a fact from talking to people out in Denver, and you do as well, they love Trevor Siemian. I'm not around practice every day. I only know what I see in exhibition games. And he was good last week. He wasn't great. He wasn't great this past weekend. He was very, very good in his first exhibition game. But they love what they see in practice as far as decision-making, the ability to do the things that Kubiak wants offensively. So I think the fact that he's starting game three of the exhibition season and going to get extended run with the starters is pretty telling. And I do anticipate him being the starting quarterback. And if he gives them, you know, that Trent Dilfer-like game manager or Alex Smith-like game manager, he won't come off the field until Paxton Lynch is ready and they won't have to rush Paxton Lynch.
Yeah. And, you know, the fact of the matter, Joe, is that the only thing that's keeping Mark Sanchez on the Denver Bronco football team is the fact that Paxton Lynch is as green as grass. And they have to go on the assumption that maybe Trevor Siemian gets hurt. They need a veteran presence on the roster other than him. And, they're going to make it happen and he'll stay employed. Otherwise, he'd be gone. And you talked about regression. You know, don't forget, Pete Carroll said to Mark Sanchez, stay in college. Get those additional reps at the quarterback position before you make the jump to the NFL. He ignored it. He showed pretty well his first couple of years, but he was also with a head football coach that didn't give a rat's patoot about offense. He only cared about defense. And he got into bad habits. As you said, turnover machine. He doesn't protect the football. And that's all translated into him now being a journeyman quarterback in the National Football League who will probably end up on another team in the not-too-distant future.
Well said, Bob. Other quarterback news. Impressed. I guess we continue to be impressed by Dak Prescott. And I liked him a lot in college at Mississippi State. I liked him a lot more than a lot of people did coming into the draft. I didn't like him this much. And what I mean by not liking him this much, I didn't figure he'd be able to get this ready this fast.
Right.
You know, having played the spread, not having taken snaps under center, you know, not having had to read defenses at anywhere near the NFL level, I didn't expect him to hit the ground running like this even in the exhibition games. Now, again, what you see in an exhibition game is radically different than what a young quarterback like this would see in a regular season as far as the complexity of schemes and defenses and game plans and all of those things. But he has certainly hit the ground running in a major way. And I guess he has rewarded the Cowboys' inability to bring in a serviceable backup quarterback. And it looks like, you know, and I know they're all saying pump the brakes in Dallas, but that's the last thing they should be saying because they haven't been able to bring in a capable backup quarterback. Well, you know, Dak Prescott may just be the guy that gets you off the hook. So stop telling us to pump the brakes when it's your shortcomings as an organization that's put him in this position. It looks like, at least right now, he's bailed you out.
Yeah, and, you know, the other aspect of that, too, and if you're a rookie quarterback, what better situation to go into offensively than the Dallas Cowboys? You know, you got the best offensive line in football. You have potentially a great running game. You have one of the best wide receivers in football and a real good wide receiver.
Throw it to him. He'll catch it.
Yeah, and still.
Throw it to me.
Throw it to me. Speaking of Brian Baldinger in a party. You know, and a tight end who can still get it done. So, I mean, a rookie quarterback going into that kind of situation. Well, hey, guess what there, Sherlock? Not so bad.
And at least initially, he's not going to play right away. Romo's still upright at this point.
Oh, yeah. No. Obviously, he has time to grow and learn. But I'm just saying, as a rookie,
How long remains to be seen, depending on how quickly Romo gets hurt.
Yeah, no question about it. But, you know, he ain't walking into the Los Angeles Rams either.
Right. Very fair statement. So I thought that was interesting. And my other big quarterback takeaway, Blake Bortles. I don't know if you got a chance to see a little Tampa Bay, Jacksonville. The ability to check down. Secondary, the game slowed down for him. A lot of better reads. I mean, he had 35 touchdowns last year. Biggest concern with him was the ability to check down, make some better decisions, and ball security. He had 18 interceptions last year. I was very impressed with what he did. I expect big things out of that Jacksonville offense. They added running backs. They're going to run the football, and combined with that passing game, that offense will be lethal. I think they'll make strides on defense, and that's one of the reasons I ultimately think that the records may not show it, but I think the best division in football is going to be that AFC South this year.
Yeah, well, that's going to be because of the fact that they're going to be beating up on each other, but I couldn't agree more. And Bortles looks like he's poised to take the next step, and we know their defense is going to be good. So, you know, there's real potential there in Jacksonville. And, you know, credit where credit is due. RG3 played pretty well, too.
Yeah, that's another good one. He's played very well thus far this exhibition season, and they may have found the gem in Terrell Pryor at the receiver position.
Yeah. And you know, who knows? I always own up. I didn't like him coming out of college for real specific reasons. He didn't like you
when he was coming out of college either. So
well, that's
don't
true.
Worry.
But he has a larger paycheck than I do, and he actually gets one. You know, the fact of the matter is you talk about somebody regressed, and he thought he knew everything and when he went into Washington and he had the huge first year. And from there in, it was downhill. And maybe last year sitting out and not being played when he was eligible to play ended up being a very humbling experience for him. From all accounts and, you know, the people I've spoken to, it seems as if he's taking the job much more seriously than he has in the past. He's putting the time in the film room. And he really looks like he's making the effort to go back to the level that he was at in his rookie year. And if they should get that out of him, no, they're not going to win the Super Bowl. But it could alleviate one of their major problems going forward as they try to reconstitute that roster and that is pretty bereft of talent. And that is they may not have to address the quarterback situation.
Well, I'll say this, and I've talked to some people out there in Cleveland. Hugh Jackson showing that he's a damn good head coach. You know how we don't like systems coaches, and most of these guys are systems coaches? He's designed that offense to fit what they do well, the strengths of that quarterback. You know, let's not put this guy in a position where he's not comfortable. So thus far, the offense is geared around what RG3 can do well, and they've got a stable of speedy young receivers. That passing game may be pretty good this year.
Yep.
And, you know, again, neither of us is predicting this run through the playoffs. And I think their improvement this year will not reflect in their record. You know, it's going to be another 4-12, 5-11 kind of year for the Browns, but you're going to have some things you can grab onto, which wasn't the case last year.
Yeah, no question about it.
I've got a couple of others, two offensive lines that worry me. One is out in Seattle, where they keep asking Tom Cable to do the impossible. One of these years, it's going to catch up to them. Mm-hmm. I don't know if this is that year. But that offensive line in the early going does not look good. And the other one is in New York with the Giants. That offensive line looks awful. And I like the talent on the left side, although I still think that the left tackle would be better suited to be their right tackle based on his skill set, and that they make one of their upgrades at left tackle, and that may well solve their problem. The problem for the New York Football Giants is they had so many needs to address this past offseason that it's not that they ran out of money. They kind of ran out of people. When you have that many needs, you can't address all of them in free agency, which is why the draft is so important. And I think that the potential offensively is there for it to be a very explosive group. But if they don't get this offensive line shored up, it's all going to get short-circuited. And you saw them against the Bills in just an abysmal effort.
Yeah, no question about it. But, I'll address the second first in this instance. If I like a lot of what the Giants have done, especially on defense, I think they have really good skill position players who can put a lot of points up on the board. Couldn't agree with you more. The issue is going to be on the defense, on the offensive line. You know, there is a cheap fix to it if they would like to go in that direction, Joe. And it's a guy that, from all accounts, is healthy again and who has been with them before, and they can get him on the cheap. And that's Will Beatty. He wasn't great. Nope, he wasn't great. But he was solid, and he
you got me all, you got me all excited. He keeps going to teams trying out, and he keeps not getting a contract. So I don't know how much of an upgrade over Marshall Newhouse he really is.
But what I'm saying is this, and I'm applying it to what you were talking about. If you think Eric Flowers is better served on the right-hand side, not so sure I agree, but if you think that way, putting Will Beatty back in his old position at left tackle – healthy.
You know what the problem is with that? At this late hour, they're not going to switch sides on Eric Flowers.
Yeah, no, I agree. But I'm just, you know, going to your point. If you agree with that, that would be a fix. And you could do it on the cheap. Seattle, look, there's no question about it. I mean, once they traded their center, which I'm still scratching my head over that.
Hasn't worked out because Jimmy Graham's not been Jimmy Graham.
No, I get that, but I'm talking for the continuity of the offensive line. The guy was arguably the best center in football.
Well, you got to give something to get something, and their Achilles heel was a number one receiver in their passing game.
Yeah, no, they gave something, but I wouldn't have given that.
Okay, I get it. You know, you look at the trade now, You know, I don't know. It's hard to kind of say that just because you may be you're getting an all-pro stud in your passing game, which was something they desperately needed. Had that move clicked and worked, we'd be having a lot different discussion. It'd still be an issue there with their offensive line, but you certainly wouldn't be criticizing the trade. I get it. It hasn't worked for them, and they have not been able to address the offensive line issues with any real success since their center, Max Unger, has left. That said, they lean a lot on Tom Cable, and he cobbles together something. He got him through last year. I don't know if he's getting him through this year.
Yeah, great offensive line coach. I mean, no question about it. But to me, you just gave up the wrong guy. I understand you got to give something to get something. They gave up the wrong guy.
Yeah, trade probably doesn't happen otherwise, and I'm sure if they had it to do again, that might be okay. And I guess the final one before we get to the break here, Buffalo Bills. Boy, Carlos Williams fat and gone. Marcell Dareus in rehab. It's a mess.
Yeah.
It's a mess we'll discuss as the week goes along. But on the other side, as we're getting up against the break, we'll go out the door talking a little bit UFC 202, in particular the main event, and we'll even have some further discussion on the future of UFC as an organization going forward tomorrow. Those are two things that we'll really focus on tomorrow. UFC as an organization going forward, and the fallout from the saga that's been the offseason and the training camp of the Buffalo Bills. Two areas to focus on tomorrow, but on the other side, we'll recap the main event of UFC 202 as we take you out the door. That's next here on The Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. No flipping.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE, 855-254-7483, or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Psst, hey you. Yeah, you. Pull out your smartphone and Shazam this now. Go ahead, I'll wait. Geico presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. Make sure you Shazam now to check it out. Interact with Geico to gecko yourself and share it with friends. You can even get a free quote. Shazam now and experience more with Geico. The Shazam 15, brought to you by Geico. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Yesterday, Cliff Sora shared a top 10 list of hot fusion restaurants, a vegan gluten-free mashup recipe, and a podcast featuring organic food trends. Oh, TMI, too much internet information. That's oversharing. Cliff, Geico has something worth sharing with your friends. Like how on geico.com you could save hundreds on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim. Gluten-free info that's easy to swallow. Mm. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Wrapping up this edition.
Bob, UFC 202 in the books. Great fight. Nate Diaz, Conor McGregor. Everything was cracked up to be an absolute instant classic. These two put everything on the line, and rightfully so, Conor McGregor wins a majority decision in an extremely close fight, setting up the rubber match of this trilogy. And it looks like, according to Dana White, it's going to be at some point down the line as Conor McGregor has to figure out what he's going to do with his featherweight title. That, and also Conor McGregor made it clear, hey, I came up to 170 twice. Once because you were coming in on short notice, and the second time, because you were in charge because you had won the last bout. Well, right. I won this time. You need to come down to me a little bit. I'm not going to ask you to come all the way down to 140, but 155 is certainly in order. And so I think the trilogy is interesting. I think going forward, however, the future of this company is in a very interesting place that I think we'll dive into a little bit tomorrow.
No question about it. I think it's something that needs to be explored.
You know, I think outside of McGregor, they lack star power at this point. They certainly don't have a face of their women's division as these women keep picking each other off. And I guess part of that is in order to be a UFC female fighter, you got to be a pretty good fighter, but you also have to be reasonably attractive. It's part of the marketing scheme.
No question about it.
So we'll attack that tomorrow. We'll get more into the fight itself. We want to get into the Bills and a whole lot more. Want to thank Robert for pushing all the right buttons. You, for all of you, for keeping a listen. Keep it right here, wherever you listen to Sports Byline. Stay there. For Bob Black, I'm Joe Spano. So long until tomorrow, we come at you with a brand new edition of the Spano and Black Attack. Good day, all.